All right, here it's Joel with you on Joel Radio. Here, this is your special holiday edition of Joel Radio. It's actually, we're going to be live at the New Way Bar tonight. Now, the New Way Bar is a place I've talked about on the show at least a couple of times. It's kind of the wild anything-goes late-night open mic here in the Detroit area. It's actually in Ferndale, Michigan, if you want to ever come up on a Monday night around 10 o'clock to New Way Bar. You'll see all kinds of stuff, all kinds of good comics, all kinds of bad comics, bad audience, good audience. You never know what's going to happen, so hopefully tonight will be one of those nights. I haven't told anybody, aside from the teases that I've done the last couple weeks on the show, that I'm actually going here tonight and doing the show. So no one really knows. I've got the Tascam field recorder in hand. I'm actually at home at the Joel Radio Studios as I speak to you right now. I'm actually warming the car up because it is about, I want to guess, let me see if I can give you the official temperature. It's very cold. I want to say it's single digits right now. Yeah, it's 7 degrees right now in Ferndale, Michigan. So I'm not sure what kind of turnout they're going to have over there at New Way Bar, but we're going to go check it out tonight. Hopefully we'll get to talk to the host about his set. I'll explain more about him in a second. And I'm going to do a set. I've got some new stuff that I've never done, and I've got some stuff that I know I've never done on the show. So that could be crazy, me doing new stuff. Never know what how that's going to turn out. It's always very nerve-wracking for a comedian, especially me, who's not really on the road anymore, doing a lot of shows. So, and it's dirty and filthy, and hopefully it'll be good. I don't hope you guys will like it anyway. But the car's been warming up, so maybe I should depart here. It's almost 9:30 as I leave here. Maybe I'll put some gloves on. That would probably be a big help here because it is 7 effing degrees outside. Ay. Well, guys, you're in for something. I'll tell you that much. This place is a, as I drop my keys, it's a notorious open mic. Kind of related to an open mic I used to do at Club Bart in Ferndale, where we did some of the live shows back in the Corey and Joel Radio days. We would do stuff. I'm walking outside right now. That's what you're hearing. But I would do stuff over at the New Way Bar. And, I'm sorry, over at Club Bart. And this place is just up the street, and it's on Monday. Club Bart was a Thursday show. So this is a little different, but there is a little bit of lineage there between the two shows, between Club Bart and New Way. So I had the radio going. So I'm in the car. Again, it's pretty cold, but the car warmed up a little bit. Seatbelts on. So I plunk that thing down. And that's a short ride. It's not far away, this New Way place. And I should tell you about the host before we meet him. Hopefully he's here. Sometimes there's a fill-in guy. But the regular host is a guy named Amit Jain. Or Amith Jain. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, if you go with the real Indian pronunciation of Amith. But Amit's a guy that I've known for a while. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. He can be a good comic, but sometimes he takes this opening set as just his chance to vent. Like, he's very Joe Rogan inspired. He's known to sort of go on rants. And I think that his opening set here a lot of times at New Way is just him ranting and raving. And some people always go, like, why does the host do 20 minutes? And why is it not material? Why is it just a rant? Well, hopefully we'll hear some of that rant tonight. And hopefully Amit will be willing to talk to us about it. And we'll get to the bottom of that. It's one of the great mysteries in the Detroit comedy scene, or at least the Detroit open mic scene, is why does Amit Jain open the show the way that he does? Because I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't open the show that way, but it's not my show, it's his show. And he's entitled to open the show any way he wants. Does it make for a good show? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I mean, you'll hear some of it, and you can make your own decision sitting at home. If you were an audience member actually at the bar, Would you enjoy the way the guy opened the show, or would you feel like, yeah, this guy's setting a bad tone? I guess that would be the biggest complaint. And I'm not saying that for me. This is what I hear. But you hear that, you know, the MC's, you know, he's kind of this crazy guy who doesn't respect the audience, and maybe that sets a bad tone. I don't know. But Ahmet's pretty open about it. I think he'd be willing to talk to us. And then I'm going to try to, in addition to taping my set, you'll hear a few other sets. Hopefully I can get guys, because the plan is, you know, to get a guy, talk to him before he goes on stage, and then we'll hear his act, or some of his act anyway, and then I'll talk to him after. So imagine, you know, a guy bombs and then I talk to him after. That'd be good. Or imagine a guy does good and I talk to him about how good he did and in overcoming the odds, doing well in spite of this horrible bar, which is basically a music venue, but it's kind of it's one of the more down market Ferndale bar restaurants, I guess you could say. They have bands on the weekends. They probably, you know, standing, this place probably holds 70 people. You know, we'll be lucky to have 15, 20 here tonight. I'm pulling into the lot right now. Sounds like I got some snow in the wheel wells here. All right, let's try to find a parking space. It doesn't seem to be a lot of people here, but I'm relatively early to sign up, so I'm going to go in. I'm going to put this on pause and let the recording fly for the rest of the night. So hopefully the next time we hear in one form or another will be Ahmet Jain on stage, or me and Ahmet Jain. So stay tuned. This could get very interesting on this very special Joel Radio. So I got to New Way, and there's probably, because it's 7 degrees out, there's like no audience here almost at all. So I'm thinking this over about even doing the show tonight. I guess if you're listening to this, I did do the show. But I guess I could come back in a week or so and do it, or do something next week in lieu of this and do this some other time. And just play it by ear. The Ahmet Jain guy's here. I should go talk to him maybe. All right, we'll go do that. We're on the fence here. We're definitely on the fence. There's some funny guys here, but I still don't know that this is... I mean, I don't think there's one person here to watch the show. It's going to be tough. We'll give you an update in a minute. So I think Ahmet Jain's going to start here in a couple minutes. I think there's... I want to say there's two people here to watch the show that aren't comedians. I think that's a pretty fair estimate. But, he's going to start anyway and do his thing. And we're going to listen to that in a minute. So that'll be the next thing you hear. Hopefully this thing happens and you'll even hear me. So Ahmet's on, and it sounds like he's doing some racial material. So this should be good. Let's listen to this.
In India, your favorite food is steak. They get really fucking mad and put a curse on you and your family. Like, you know, in Vampire Diaries or some shit. I've been cursed 5 times because of my ignorance. I got in a fight with a priest at my uncle's funeral in India because he said we were doing the procedure wrong. I called him dumb fuck, and he asked what that meant because he didn't speak English. And my mom didn't want to translate. And then the police officer came and they put me inside. Yeah, I don't know, because supposedly I get arrested. Whatever, fuck them. That's my uncle's funeral. I'm allowed to talk shit. I've been playing a lot of new sports. Play a lot of e-sports. That's what you do when you're got a chain link to your house and you can't leave anymore. You find shit to do inside your house, like e-sports. You guys know what that is? Electronic sports, video games. I'm in a video game league. I play 3 times a week and I commit to it. And these gamers talk shit. I did not know a 6-year-old kid with a heroin problem on his mother's couch could call me a loser, right? Because I missed the missile projectile on the fucking tower. Screw you, Ice Rod 432. Son of a bitch. He called me a noob. You're a noob. N-O-O-B. Noob means newbie. I said, you're a dumb piece of shit. Swear, you pussy. What the hell is this? Noob? I'm like, fuck your mother, ass. I'm like, yeah, I'm just cussing. They're like, oh, I'm going to report him. He's cursing. He's using foul eggs. I'm like, fuck your mother. But they spell F-U-K, because F-U-C-K they block out. Yeah. Right? Dumbass. D-U-M-A-Z-Z. Right? Right? Stupid dick with the D-I-C. That's how you swear in esports and you get away with it. Curses got so bad in caps, he said, sorry, will you please stop? Like, I just stopped playing the game. I didn't even know. I just let my character put him in the corner. I just started typing. I rolled my sleeve. Oh, yeah. You fucking internet warrior. They're all internet warriors talking shit behind the screen. So easy. Come on out. Come on out from your cave. Golem. You and your precious computer. Come on out from your cage. I'm mad because these guys, they're really fucking good. I suck. Oh, I'm terrible. Like, these guys literally, like, I insulted one by saying, hey, unlike you, at least I have a life. Right? What she doesn't know is that I don't want a life anymore. It's terrible responsibility. I would love to put 40 hours into a fucking video game a week. How awesome is your shit if that's what you have to do? That your only worry is leveling up to 20. That's your worry. Not paying bills or anything like taking care of your kid. No. I gotta get to level 25. All right, spell. All right, I guess we're gonna miss. Whatever. A lot of people here that don't know that we only do that right now. What are you talking about? None of us are employed and we all play video games. I'm like, great. That's the guy who's living the life I want to live. That's awesome. What am I doing here, Joel?
That's a good question, Amit.
I have a Christmas tree in my house.
That's good.
Yeah. Hindu Christmas tree. I don't understand it. We have more presents than any Christian house I've ever been at. And we said we're not going to do gifts. Hindu holiday. I don't go. Does that make sense to you? We have a reindeer. We have a wreath. I got a fucking that sock, right? What's it called?
Stocking.
Yeah, the sock. Where do you put your shit in there?
Stocking.
It says daddy on there. Because I'm known as Big Daddy. That's right. I also have a kid. But still, I'm known as Big Daddy. I like that better. Anyway, I got all that shit. I got a fat white man like this looking at me when I go to sleep every night. I don't know. It's a very expensive holiday for something I don't believe in, I guess. I just don't get it. I'm obligated to buy Christmas gifts. Do you buy Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
Do you know what I get criticized for? You know what my gift is? I like to give everybody. What's the best gift to give somebody?
Cash.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Cash, a check, right? Supposedly that's not sensitive or some bullshit. It's not, oh, you got to go to the store and pick up something that I don't want and make sure you give me a gift receipt so I can return it. How the fuck does that make sense? No, here's a check, cash it in, and go get a blowjob from the strip club. It's a universal gift card. If I go to Best Buy and get you a Best Buy card, you can't use it at Meijer. You can't use it at a strip club either, is my point. You can use cash money at a strip club. You know what's better currency than cash at a strip club? Cocaine. Oh, that shit's worth more than gold in its weight over there. I know because my friends told me, not through personal experience. Don't go there. They had a buffet at the strip club last time, an all-you-can-eat buffet with shrimp and tuna. It's no joke. I just thought that was funny as fuck. They had fresh tuna at the buffet. I'm like, then what the hell's walking around in the back, right? I thought that was fresh too. God damn it. Suck my brown hairy nuts. That's all I gotta say. And a lot more. 25 more minutes. Alright, who is next? I have no idea. I don't prepare or anything like that. Apathy is my name. Apathy Jane. Because I just don't give a shit. I don't want to spread my arms out like this. It reminds me of my Michael Jordan poster I used to have when I was in high school, in my room. Everyone's a loser here. Okay.
All right, he's straight from the stage. It's Amit Jain. We just heard it. They didn't hear the whole thing. I recorded maybe 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So they heard the strip club stuff.
Yeah, the strip club.
And then they heard the closer bit.
All right.
The closing, whatever that was. That rant.
It was not a rant. Some closure to initiate.
Yeah, the closing at the end. Yeah, it was good. It was getting emotional. So I said, let's hear some more of this. But explain your mindset for the opening of this show on a weekly basis.
In all honesty, the opening show is just trying to get everyone involved, saying some crazy shit, trying to get eyes on the stage.
Uh-huh.
So just kind of talk about my week, and hopefully I can add enough emphasis where people are either thinking I'm fucked up or I'm at least nice to watch. But I'm going to keep your ass in the freaking show.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's a good attitude. Now, is it therapeutic for you to do the opening set the way you do it? Or
it is 3,000% therapeutic.
Good. Well,
absolutely,
that's good.
First and foremost, that's exactly what it is for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. Is there any theory, a man shooting pool by me here, is there any theory to doing a really long set? Like, this could be part of the logic. Hey, Blaine. Like, you do a really long set.
Yeah.
So then when you bring up these guys, they're doing short sets, and it feels like it's, you know, like it's less of an ordeal to sit through these guys because it's just short.
Well, yeah, I mean, for whatever it is.
And they're prepared. They should be anyway, theoretically. The guys you're putting up are prepared to be here and do, like, 6 minutes.
Yeah, sure. I go up there just trying to get everyone involved. And,
yeah.
I mean, for whatever it is, I make an idiot out of myself. Sometimes people like it. Sometimes people don't. But, you know, when people go on stage, I just want them to be comfortable.
Right.
It's like the gym for comedians.
Yeah,
come
sure.
Here, do your shit. And,
right.
You know.
Because that's the biggest question people ask me all the time about, like, when I teach my class and stuff. When I talk to you, people go, why does Amit do the opening that he does? Yeah. The New Way Bar.
Well, I do for a few reasons. One, I'm a selfish bastard.
Okay.
So I can do
it's
that.
Your show.
Like,
I said that
I
in
have
the
power.
Intro.
Yeah, no.
I said it's Amit's show. You can do whatever you
but
want.
But I also, too, unlike other, not this is not a mock or anything on other MCs with different styles, but some people would prefer to do 2 or 3 minutes in between. Say I have 25 comedians,
yeah.
I do 2 minutes. That's an hour.
Yeah.
I only do 20 minutes up front.
Right.
So actually the show
you shouldn't do time in between. I agree
right.
with that.
I just introduce people real fast. Sometimes if I get maybe a little tipsy,
yeah
I'll do about a minute or two. It's short, right?
That's good. Well, that's good. So hopefully we've answered some questions and people heard a little bit of what happens here.
I appreciate the impromptu interview. I actually didn't know you were going to be doing this. So.
Well, I told
you. All the top of my head.
It's not true. I told you before.
I don't listen to anything you say.
I know. But listen, here's something funny that I realized. I was assuming that there were 2 regular people here to watch the show.
Yeah.
And it turns out the one guy that I thought was part of the audience is actually on stage right now telling jokes.
That's demonic.
And that's his girlfriend or something, or his wife sitting with him. So I'm not sure if there's anyone to actually watch the show that's not a comedian at this point. Am I right on that?
That's usually, right now, yeah. It may
right
fill
now.
Up in
okay.
about an hour, yeah.
So it might fill up. So we'll stay tuned.
This is definitely a comedian show, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a set. I have an all new set.
Okay.
I wrote not all new. It's all new to the listeners. There's a few new bits, so you'll hear me in front of this audience too. So
awesome.
I'm going to be fair.
Okay.
I'm going to play you. They're going to hear me in the same audience.
All right.
You know, probably easier for me because it'll be later. It's always easier to go later.
Oh, no.
Going first is tough, especially here. All right. Well, thanks, Amit.
No problem.
All right.
Man.
But it wasn't Amit. Wasn't like. That's what happens here. That was very typical, correct?
Oh, yeah.
That was very typical.
Yeah.
All right, I'm talking to Tanner Oliver here.
Yeah.
He's a very funny young man.
Thank you.
He was my comedy student, but I don't just say that because I take no credit. Tanner's been funny for a long time. And but now he's really blowing up. Are you blowing up?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
Well, you're going up here tonight. What's your... what do you think is going to go down?
I'm going to talk about what I talked about at the castle, because that's what's current.
Okay. Well, all right. So I might tape some of you for the show, if you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's say I wasn't here. Would you do this? Would you treat this as a regular show, or would you go like... This is just a place to work out. This is just a place to...
I'm among friends, so this is a place to just work out.
So you don't really care if, like, this isn't the A material necessarily.
Hey.
Or do you kind of go look at it? Because sometimes I kind of tell people, like students, and now you heard this in my class, like treat every night like it's the real show, because that's the practice.
Yeah.
This is a night to practice.
Yeah.
Do the real show, because when it comes time to do the real show, you will have practiced it and you will have done the real show.
Yeah.
But it's very tempting when you come into a place
like this,
to talk to the audience, just to goof around, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you're going to do material.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to do material too.
All right.
And they're going to hear me.
Sweet.
Some of it I've never done before.
Well, hey,
anything better than yada yada yada.
No, it's all good. All right, so we'll hear Tanner here in a few minutes, and we'll talk to some more comedians. There are like five guys playing pool. You might be hearing that in the background.
It's a good burger joint.
And you yeah, guys making burger. You can hear the fryer, probably.
Yeah.
Depending
yeah.
how sensitive
you
this
hear
mic
that MSG?
Is. Yeah, it's in the. It's in the fryer. So,
yep.
All right, we'll talk to more comics and hear some more sets from other people. All right, we're going to record. Now we're just going to talk. Now that you're busting my chops.
Okay.
Now we're actually going to record it. All
right.
Paul Pepitone. One of my favorite guys, by the way. I don't know if I ever tell you that.
No, you never told me
I
that.
Like just talking to you.
Thank you.
Forget about your act. I don't like your act that much, but you I like. You I like. The act, maybe not so much, but... Oh.
People usually say about me.
Oh, hey, Wes. Wes Ward's here.
Say hi.
Hi. Oh, you're Wes recording
we're
something.
On the podcast. Well, fuck
oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, it's then don't talk to me.
Okay.
Wes does not consent to be on the show.
No, I consent. I don't
but you're actually eating one of the burgers that we were just talking about.
Yep.
And how is it here?
You know, the burgers are pretty good. It's funny because usually anytime I've ever seen you, I've always been eating.
But you're a relatively thin guy. You're in good shape.
Relatively.
You need a bar burger with bacon and fries and everything and a Coke, a Mexican Coke. Well, this is a poor timing for the interview. You're about to eat your burger.
No. That's rude of me.
That's real, Paul Pepitone.
To go ahead and taste the delicious French fries at the New Way Bar.
Yeah.
That were.
You got a hell of a spread in front of you, dude.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice.
Fries, burger, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us your philosophy. We just talked to Tanner about how he treats New Way from a perspective of material and what material you're going to do. Are you going to treat it like your A material? You're going to use it as practice? Are you going to do it as, like, I'm just going to fuck around and with the crowd? I'm going to work on my crowd work? How do you treat it?
Well, it's usually never, I'm just going to fuck around.
Yeah.
It's usually never, I'm
okay.
Gonna if I have it in the mindset where I'm just going to fuck around,
yeah.
I'm probably wasting my time.
Okay.
Well,
that's
so,
my theory.
Yeah.
I think you should treat every show like it's a real show, and at least it'll give you practice for the real show.
Well, I like to, if anything, just always keep my energy up.
Yeah.
Always keep my energy up, and try to be funny.
Yeah.
Try to do my jokes.
Yeah.
You know, try to do what stays within my personality, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. How do you describe your personality?
Goofy.
Okay.
I mean,
you
know.
Goofy.
Yeah, I am goofy. I've been described as a cartoon.
Yeah, a little bit. You're always in a tracksuit, and I go, it's too cold. I didn't even realize you were wearing a tracksuit. And I go, it's too cold for Pepitone to be wearing. He's a Dago in a tracksuit. But I said, it's too cold for a tracksuit. But yet, are these thermal Puma shorts or pants? Or is that what you...
I believe they're like acrylic nylon or something like that.
But they're
so.
Not the real thin workout type pants.
They're not the real thin type.
They're a little, this is the winter tracksuit.
Yep.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
If you see Paul, he's in, but he has a kind of a nice sweater, right? Was that a sweater vest or is that just
yeah,
a
no,
sweater?
It's actually just a sweater from the Salvation Army, whatever.
Okay.
When I seen it, I was like, that looks like a really comfortable, cool sweater. It's black. It's got elbow patches.
Yeah.
Is the
hoodie built in or is that another layer?
The hoodie is not built in. That's a different layer.
Am I counting three layers on top or four layers on top?
I found out that this sweater, though, from Monique King, I was wearing it one night.
Monique King.
And I'm getting compliments from all these ladies about how nice the sweater looks.
Yeah.
I mean, Monique King comes with me. She tells me, she goes, do you work in a prison or whatever? And I was like, I was like, no, why would you say that?
Is that a prison guard sweater?
It's the prison guard sweater.
Oh,
like,
I had no idea.
This
would be your patch? Or
this
your
patch right here is where you'd clip on your patch.
Oh, wow.
And then these hooks on the elbows there. That's where you'd hook on your microphone and all that.
Monique King figured that out.
She figured it out.
She knew that.
Who would figure that I would like to dress like a prison guard?
Well, you're a Goomba. You'd be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to fit in.
Yeah.
It's appropriate at the New Way Bar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some of these people are actually in leg irons tonight, actually in the audience and on stage.
Just keep the popcorn coming at the New Way.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. I don't know if we'll hear Paul tonight. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a late show.
Yeah, we might.
We have to go into bed early. And you got to eat your burger, and it's getting cold.
Got the burger, fries, popcorn, a Mexican Coke.
So this is a big night out for you. Forget about the comedy. This is just a good night out. All right.
Have fun.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Thanks for talking, Joel.
Yeah. All right, Wes, you tried to get in between me and Paul Pepitone, and you realized
I'm a glory whore.
Two Italians. There was no room for you in that conversation, but now we're here. Right. What's going on, Wes?
What's happening?
Not much, man. We're at New Way.
New
trying
way
to do, trying to have fun and do some new jokes. There's a lot of notebooks.
Yep.
When you look around at an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your philosophy? Because I've asked this of other comics already.
Now,
how do they treat New Way versus some other open mic or some
new
other show?
Way. Here's how I say about New Way: the positives of New Way.
Yeah.
Is if you do a new joke here, and it works. That joke's probably going to work anyway.
It'll work. That's a good,
it will work anywhere.
I like that. No, I like that philosophy.
There's never been a joke that's worked here that has not killed elsewhere.
Okay. That's a good point.
The only
good
problem
point.
Is everyone here is about a it's pretty much a comic.
Yeah.
So they've heard everything you've ever said.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but then new stuff maybe could work.
Right,
yeah,
new
that's,
stuff's
you got the new
fun,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird when it's all comedians in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or mostly comedians. And then you get some, like, people, like, there's a couple people at the bar that aren't watching the show, because the room is divided, sort of.
Right.
But even the divider's not really a divider, because there's big holes in it.
I mean,
but
you still have to hear the blatant misogyny.
But sometimes people will, like, be enjoying the show,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see them get up from the bar area and go sit in the showroom to listen. That hasn't happened so far tonight.
No, sometimes you'll see this. People in the showroom get up and go to the bar.
Oh, no, you see that a lot.
Yeah, that's what you mostly see.
You see people in the showroom get up and leave.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, I'm not even paying my bill.
And get, and people leave. Run out of here as if the place was on fire.
Is this, like, the fun part, I don't know, I have a hard time having fun here.
Yeah.
I try to, my best. Right. I try not to be a sourpuss.
Right. But sometimes people have fun here just because they're hanging out with their friends.
Right, yeah. No,
Paul Tepitone's eating a burger.
Yeah, look at Paul eating a burger.
Most of the guys,
you know what
I think present company excluded, smell like pot. So people are kind of
smell like pot roast.
Well, yeah. But people, you know, people come here and they're hanging out and they're high and they're goofing around.
Yeah. People are playing pool. Comics are playing pool during everyone's set.
Yeah.
Nothing like hitting a punchline while a break's happening.
Or you'll hear the dart machine go off in the middle of the show. People might play Super Checks hockey. That's a possibility.
I've had skee-ball high scores happen during my set.
Exactly.
I hear a cheer, and I think it's for me, and no, somebody broke 800 on a skee-ball machine.
There's two pinball machines, a Super Checks hockey, a dartboard, a skee-ball machine, and a pool table.
And there's a random paintball course right in the middle, too.
Yeah,
I don't know why that.
There's no shortage.
That seems like a little
Well, much. Wes, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah.
If you want, I can record some of your set if you're going to do an A set, you think, or something.
Oh, no, it's going to be terrible.
People, can my audience hear some of that, or
sure,
not
they
really?
Can hear all of it.
They can hear all of it? Okay.
Yeah, maybe one day they'll hear it.
I'm not saying they're going to, but they want to hear it. They want to hear the apathy. They want to hear the silence. They've already heard on the Jane set. I mean, they've already heard.
That's...
They're going to hear me coming up in a minute.
Nice.
So that's good.
I don't even know when I'm on, so you
I don't know when I'm on.
You,
that's the thing about the show. You never know when you're on.
Yeah.
You have to be ready.
You just have to be ready.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is.
I'll just run Robert Johnson back up there.
He was up there a minute ago. He was in the background.
Oh my God.
I didn't hear.
It's going to fucking laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to swear? I don't know how you're.
You can swear. You can say whatever the fuck you want on this show.
Whoa, all right. It's like serious. All right.
Thanks, Wes.
See ya.
So Tanner's on. Let's go listen to Tanner Oliver. We just heard from him. And we'll hear some of his stuff.
Because 2 days after Thanksgiving, I went down on my girlfriend, and she got so excited that she kicked me in the left nut and dislodged it. You guys, that actually fucking happened. I gotta get surgery now. It's painful as fuck. There's like two or three varicose veins around my left one. And to give you an idea of what that feels like, it's like Magneto is just like pointing at my balls, like they'll never understand us, Charles. Like that's what that shit feels like. If you're a man in here, I would never wish that pain on you. You wanna know why? Because the kind of pain where you wish it would kill you, but it just won't. Because it's not your head or your chest cavity or any of that shit. It's fucking awful. I took an Uber ride to the hospital. And the guy was like, man, what's wrong with you? I'm like, it's my balls. He's like, man, I'm going to pray for you, brother. That shit got me through. That shit got me through. I'm telling you. There's a lot of shit that got me through that. I had to get, like, x-rays done of them. And there's this old guy laying in the bed next to me. And he's just like, what's wrong with you, kid? I'm like, I got my left nut kicked out of place. He's like, there's something wrong with my lungs. You want to hear a joke? I'm like, all right, what's the joke? He's just like, do you know how tall Hitler was? I'm like, oh, great, a Nazi joke. Awesome, okay. He's like, you know how tall Hitler was? I'm like, nah, I don't know how tall Hitler was. He's like, well, do you know where he lived? I'm like, nah, I don't know where Hitler lived. He's like, well, I'll tell you right now, son. Hitler was this tall, and he lived right over there. I was like, oh, shit. This is what's going to get me through, you guys. This is what's going to get me through. Nazi jokes from old men. Another thing that happened is because it's out of place, I can't wear underwear. I can't wear boxers. I got to wear jock straps, you guys. I ritually burned all of my underwear. I went to go buy jock straps at Meijer. And I was sitting in, I was standing in line at the self-checkout with all these jock straps in the basket. And this lady in line behind me was just like, oh, you got a lot of jock straps there. Are you a coach or something? You coach? I was like, ma'am, self-checkout was made so you didn't have to have this conversation. What the fuck are you doing talking to me right now? And two, if you know a coach has bought the entire team jock straps, you need to report that motherfucker. Just now. What is he? What are you going to teach your kids about? Not softball, I'll tell you that much. That is fucking ridiculous. But I was in so much pain that I decided to change into the jock straps in Meijer, and I went in the handicap stall, and as soon as I put one on, I went, oh my God, it's a miracle. And the guy sitting outside the handicap stall was like, did you walk? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. I can walk now. I can fucking walk now. Which is good. It's a great thing that comes out of you damaging your balls that greatly, though. Because, I mean, my girlfriend kicked me in the balls. You know, she's been treating me awesome. Like, every night, she's like, oh, I'll come over. Do you want me to bring chili? Do you want me to bring a movie? I'll buy the movie if you want. Like, just seriously, guys, get kicked in the nuts. It's nice. It's nice. No, I know. I'm not being very convincing right now. It actually has to happen to you. You know, kind of like systemic race. No. I'm not going to get into politics. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. What else do I want to talk about? Speaking of, I can't smoke weed anymore, you guys. It's terrible because it increases my heart rate, does the Magneto thing again. But I'm going to come out with some products just for you guys. I got a cologne coming out next year. It smells like weed. It's called Probable Cause. If you're white, nothing will happen. You know, maybe you'll think it's a lifestyle choice. Maybe you work at Ron John's. I don't know. Selling surfboards and all that shit. I got a sperm bank opening up downtown. It's called Hey, Get a Load of This Guy. Hey, you laugh now until you gotta fire somebody for drinking on the job. It's not great. It's not great. What else do I want to talk about? There's this lady that walks around my complex, and every morning she just like does little fist pumps in the air. But this morning she was like, Yeah, nigga. I was like, whoa, she's got the fist pumps and she's adding the yeah, nigga. I see the light. she's adding the yeah, nigga. What's up? And I'm like, what's up with you, girl? She's just like, my broke ass son's moving out the apartment. I was just like, amen. That's how I want to start every morning with that woman. Just yeah, things are good. It was fantastic. Shit. What else? What else? You know what? My balls hurt. I'm out.
All right, so Tanner, we just heard your set, man.
Yeah.
It was all right. I liked it. I've heard you do some of those jokes last week.
Yeah.
At Comedy Castle.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah.
They played better there, but it's all right.
That's hey, a good, what you can do?
You know, when you're grading on a curve.
Yes.
That was an A+ here at the New Way Bar.
I'll take it.
That's all right. We heard about your balls.
Yep.
That's real. That really happened to your balls.
It's a real thing.
It's a real injury. And it was caused by a woman?
It was caused by my loving girlfriend.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy,
man. Yeah. The funny thing was,
when it happened, I like freaked out, and I was like, "Is this the way they should look?" And she was like, "I don't really have them, but no, shouldn't be that way."
Wow.
No.
I mean, you don't have to get any more detail about what she did, but
We all know it was terrible.
I was injured once by a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was my penis, though. It wasn't my balls. It was my penis. She injured my penis, and I had to go to the doctor.
Okay.
And get an ointment, and take some time off. And it was very hard. It was, I mean, ironically, I say it was very hard. It was not hard. It was painful to be hard at that point.
So like some, a butterfinger.
Some girls got to know how to treat it. I don't know what's the matter with these women.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? Like, as they don't have them, they don't realize
that it's on the inside.
It's very sensitive, us guys. Take it easy on the balls and the penis, girls.
Oh, yeah.
If you want it. Because it caused tension. Yeah. We didn't last very long after that. Yeah. Like, she was nice. It healed up. And then I went, like, I'm out.
See, the thing is, when your balls get injured, they're twins. So it's like,
right.
Abuse one brother.
Exactly.
Please leave the other one alone.
Leave the other one alone. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I think that was a good set. I hope the ball material works for you.
Hey, let's hope we'll hear that all over. I want to get knocked the fuck out. Get this shit fixed.
Is there surgery coming up on this?
Surgery is coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, God, I have no idea. Is there any kind of benefit comedy show for your balls? Is that going to happen? Is
maybe it's in the works. Maybe,
is there a GoFundMe for my balls?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Save Tanner's nuts.
HMO, please.
Well, good luck with that, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
All
seriously.
Right. Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you. Beat up,
nerds. I knew you in high school. So there's, now there's...
I'm trying to bullshit me like that. I remember you.
There might be 10 people watching, actually watching. And I'd say half of those guys are comics, and then a bunch of the other guys aren't, but they're kind of rough looking. I don't know who these guys are. If the drug dealers are taking a night off or something, let's step outside here because
I didn't want to go to a drug dealer because my drug dealer's kids started calling me Uncle Kyle.
Step outside for 2 seconds before I hit the stage, but yeah, this is going to be rough. It's not going to be good, so get ready. I'm going to let you hear it all at home. You're laughing out there, Wes, in the parking lot, pacing around. What do you want after me? Oh, geez. So, all right, so we'll hear Wes after me. Wish me luck, brother. Going to need it. It's frightening in there.
I went over to his house. His kid called me Uncle Kyle. We proceeded to hang out.
To hook him. I just don't know if I can hook some of these guys. These guys look rough.
Yeah.
These guys look like they're ready to rumble in there or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Kyle Forsythe, some reason wearing a shirt of a black kid with an Afro pick in his head. It doesn't get more Trump than that.
All right, it looks like it's me next.
All right, our next comedian comes to the stage.
It looks like it.
He never irons his pants. I'll buy you a steamer, $6 at Costco. Come on.
This is the intro. You'll get to hear my intro.
I'm here to come to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Fragamente.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You almost applauded until I got to the mic. Thank you very much. Good to be here tonight. It was fun. I had to get a babysitter this weekend. I don't actually have kids. It was just Saturday night, and I was lonely. So I figured... $25 for a high school girl to come out seemed like a good deal, right? I had a good time. We ordered a pizza, watched a movie. She gave me a bath, tucked me into bed. It was a great night, I gotta tell you. And my dad drove her home. It was fantastic. It was great. I can't beat that. You guys are looking at me like I fucked the babysitter. I didn't fuck the babysitter, okay? I wouldn't do that, all right? She might have blown my dad on the way home, but that's between them. I don't know. That's entirely their thing. It's hard being funny in real life. You learn that as a comedian. It's hard being funny in real life. Like, I do funny things, pull pranks. People don't always take it the right way. Like, I did a thing on my phone. I set it up on my phone. So any text message or email that I get, I put in a signature. And at the end of every message, it now just has two extra words. It now says, send nudes. At the end of any message you send me. So people send me a message. Like, Joel, do you want to have lunch tomorrow too? And I'll write back, yeah, two sounds good. See you then. Send nudes. And you forget that you have it there, you know? Some people don't like it. You find out things about people when you do that. If you want to try it, try it. It's interesting what you find out. Like, I found out some people don't have a good sense of humor. Some people are very sensitive. I also found out my Uncle Tony has a huge cock. So those are the things that you learn when you do things like that.
I need to write some new jokes. I wrote a few new ones for tonight. I hope you enjoy it. I had to write some new jokes. I used to do a lot of fat jokes, and I've lost some weight, so I don't think I can do the fat jokes anymore. Yeah, I don't think I can do the fat jokes. I've lost about 70 pounds. Thank you very much. Two potheads almost applauded. It was amazing. I wish you could see this at home. This is fantastic. I lost about 70 pounds. People ask me how I do it, and I'm telling you, it's all diet. Yeah, it's all diet. This is what I do. Now, the only thing I eat now is pussy. And I'm starving. I haven't had a good meal in months, folks. It's terrible, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm good at it, too. That's the shame in being good at eating pussy. And I know you're looking at me like, how is he good at eating pussy? I don't know. It's like, I'm like the Chinese kid that plays the violin, you know what I mean? You're like, how did he get so good at that? And it's like, I don't know. He's just a natural. Not a lot of practice, but what else can I tell? Well, I'll tell you one more thing about me in the bedroom. I do some weird stuff in the bedroom. Here's the thing I like to do. I like to have sex to music. I like to put music on while I'm in the bedroom having sex, yeah. I like to put on one particular thing. I like to put on Queen. Yeah, I like to put on We Will Rock You by Queen. That's what I put on when I'm having sex, yeah. We Will Rock You. That's a good song, right? It's got a good rhythm. You can kind of get into it. And I like to climax right at the end of We Will Rock You. I like to finish right at the end of We Will Rock You. Now, if you know Queen, you know what that means, because right at the end of We Will Rock You, what comes next? We are the champions. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I like to just take a bow, celebrate my victory there, you know, take that all in. Yeah, We Will Rock You was 2 minutes long, ladies, so that's a fun night, unlike tonight. It's almost Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and things like that. Some people think Jesus was a black man. You guys think Jesus was black? I don't know. Black guys do anyway, yeah. He was black. We know he was black. I think Santa Claus is black. That's my theory. I think Jesus is black. I agree with you. I also think Santa Claus is black. A lot of reasons to think Santa Claus is black. Think about it. He wears a fur-trimmed jacket. That's a black guy, right? Smokes a pipe. He's married to a big, fat, white woman. I think Santa's black, people. I'm convinced of that. No light on it? Okay. I was waiting for the light to leave on the Santa joke. But fuck it. All right, I'll tell you one more thing before I get out of here. What should I tell you? I'm a lousy lover. I'll tell you that. Here's a true story. I'm a lousy lover. The last girlfriend I had, she said to me one night, she said, Joel, I want you to make me come 4 times tonight. That's what she said to me, 4 times, right? And I said, 4 times, that's kind of a lot, you know, for me, right? So she said, why don't you use the aid of electronic devices? Yeah. So I didn't know what to do, so I said, that's kind of a lot for me, you know, 4 times. And I already did that part of the joke. I've completely fucked that joke up. That's my closer. Thanks for applauding, Wes, and my failure. You're going to hear Wes next on the podcast. That's all right. Said, 4 times, kind of a lot for me. So what I did is I picked up the phone and I called 3 friends. And that's almost the right punchline. Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night to the New Way Bar and my comedy career. You heard me half a mile. You're actually going to get up here now, Amit? Why is that? Are you saying good night?
Because you are one sexy motherfucker.
Thank you, Amit Chang. Thank you.
Let's get up for Grease, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Bregamenti.
Thank you very much.
If someone wants a sausage, he will give it to you. That's thank right. You. He's good at the sausage.
Horrible. Oh, you couldn't follow that.
No, that was funny.
That was horrible. How do I ruined... I only set out to do so many jokes, Paul. And then he doesn't give me the light, so I should have just left. And then I said, well, I'll just do the joke that I've closed 100 times. And then I fucked that joke up. It's a terrible thing. That's not how you do it.
Is it because you had it timed out in your head where you were going to...
I did. I was going to leave on the Santa joke, which is a big laugh, which is an old joke. As the Santa joke's an old joke that I don't really do a lot, but I figured it's Christmas time. I have a Santa joke from 100 years ago. Thanks, Amit. Thanks, buddy. So I ended. I should have ended on that. That was the mistake.
Thank you.
I did something I didn't prepare. Yeah, Santa and say goodnight, and it would have been a fucking legend. But I fucked up.
Well, you know what?
You tried looking for another closer.
I did. I went for the. But see, sometimes you have a set. This is what we're going to learn, comedians. You have a set, and you just have to do that set. And when you try to improvise, and even though I was improvising an old joke, since I haven't, you know,
It's probably still been 3 months since I've done that joke.
Did you go through your head, though, after you finished that joke, the joke that you wanted to end on?
Yeah.
Did you go through your head and, like, what is the quickest laugh?
And I didn't even get... I said, well, let me just do the punchline and hope they laugh. But, you know, comedy's got a rhythm, and I'm very good about writing jokes with a rhythm and having a delivery that, you know, it takes time to develop that. And it was very hard, so now we're being shushed. We're supposed to be listening to Wes.
Oh, whoa.
I know. We talked to Wes. But thank you. That's how you bomb. So I think had I left on Santa, I would have been happier. But I kept going. Thanks on it. And I think it was bad. I think I failed.
I think it was funny how it ended up.
It's always funny to comics when you bomb. It's not funny when you actually bomb.
That's what makes it so better to get over.
All right. So let's cleanse the palate with some Wes Ward comedy. How about that? We'll listen to some Wes Ward.
Yeah.
Get out of this.
I think he's doing a West Virginia method joke right now.
Okay, we're going to listen to that. All right, let's listen to Wes. I'll shut up. Character.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean? Your penis has a lot of character. Like, yeah, your penis looks like it fought a war in the 40s. That's what your penis looks like. Your penis looks like, I don't know, Joe Pesci in a Scorsese film. You know, I've seen your penis somewhere. I can't put my finger on it, but I know I've seen it in something. A lot of character, your dick. Your dick has a lot of character. All right, what else do I got? I drive a Ford Focus, which is bragging again, guys. Two times. Two-time bragger up here. Does shows in West Virginia. Drives a Ford Focus. That's all I'm doing up here is bragging. I get stuck in the snow. Like, if there's like an inch of snow, I'm stuck. But this question never fails. Every single time, I'm like revving my engine, my tires are spinning. Some guy will just come up to me, he's like, need a push? Nope. Just gonna chill out here, buddy. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna wait for another snowfall, I'm gonna build this car into an igloo. Yeah, no, don't push me. No, actually, I'm clearly not going anywhere. Just like this set is going nowhere. Clearly going nowhere. All right, so what else do I have here? My girlfriend sent me a text the other day. It was, I miss you. It should be cute. Instead of responding like a normal person, I texted back, why? Which is, don't do that. That's a sign of that you do not know. Also, actually, it wasn't why, it was liar. That's what I said. Which is way worse, actually. I should have just texted back, why? That would have been better. But, the reason I said liar is because she just saw me. I mean, she just saw me. How am I supposed to miss you? You got to give me some time to miss you. Or maybe that's on me. And I should have just been, I don't know, a grown-up and said I miss you too or something. Maybe that's what I should have said. Let's see. If anything else new. I come from a tiny, small town. Population like 4,000 people. My town's weird. There's things they're not cool with. They're not cool with gay marriage. But there are things they are cool with, and that's cousins getting married to each other. I know several first cousins. It's not even a joke anymore. That's a thing. It just happened one time. It's now happened 6 times in my town. 6 different pairs of first cousins got married. And it pisses me off. It really does. Not because, you know, they're first cousins. It just makes me mad because I have a hard enough time trying to find a girl I'm not even related to date me. And there's some guy that has so much gain, he's able to pick up his first cousin. Like, what the fuck is this guy saying to this girl? It's like, hey, remember when we were at our mutual grandmother's house and your mom, my aunt, came up to us and she was like, hey, if you two weren't related, you'd look like a cute couple. Remember that? What if we just pretended we weren't related? They got married to each other, which is... Do you think the family just sat on one side of the pew the whole time? Got a lot of wedding goers here. That's good. Actually, I just go to weddings that are at courthouses. I don't know what he means by that. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, my dad's in this thing where he's always talking about how shitty kids are nowadays. He's like that our generation's better guy or whatever. And this is where he gets his evidence. He said, well, the other day, it snowed real bad, and the kids got off of school. Your niece and nephew got off of school. When I was a kid, the snow was way deeper. The snow was like up to here on me. I'm like, Dad, it didn't snow more. You were just shorter. You just don't know how fucking physics work. Mother Nature isn't like, these kids are pussies. We only got to give them 3 inches. So what's happening? These are just thoughts at this point, right? These aren't punchlines. I don't even know anymore. Oh, here's one more. These are all discombobulated because I'm just working on them. That's what we do here. There's like 8 of you. I don't care really that much. My girlfriend's a marathon runner. She runs marathons, and as you can tell, so do I. We're just like 2 peas in a pod. But she, only I can fit in that pod. And she asked me, she's like, do you want to go run a marathon with me? We should run a marathon together. Now, I found out it costs money to run a marathon. Like, it actually costs money. Like, I'm not paying to run, okay? That's first. And the only marathon I'm involved in has Breaking Bad in front of it, okay? If a Breaking Bad marathon, I'm there. Just tell me. Netflix marathon, I'm there. Actual running marathon, that's not happening. All right, a couple more new things and I'll get the fuck out of your faces. It's so weird. I don't know how to say this eloquently. Okay, I got it. I got the light. I got it. It's so weird fucking a girl that's actually in shape with it being me. Like, there's no part of me that is not self-conscious the whole time. Knowing I'm just this beautiful woman and I'm just shoving this Applebee's dumpster body into her. It's horrible. And it lasts like 4 minutes. I'm done in 4 minutes. And it's not even because I finished. It's because I just ran out of breath. That's what's happened at that point. I was like, no, I can't do this anyway. No, fucking... Just, yeah, I'll put money in the swear jar. Who gives a shit? Just fucking get... All right, that's it for me. See ya. No, you don't have to clap. It's okay. That didn't deserve any of it.
Well, that's good for Wesley Ward, ladies and gentlemen.
All that.
No, you have to. No, don't run away. Don't run away, Wes. Get over here.
What am I doing?
You're going to talk to me about your set. What'd you think? I talked about my set. I screwed up. I was having a good set, and then I screwed up. How was yours going?
I mean, it was fine. I don't know. It's not like, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? It's the New Way Bar.
It's the New Way Bar. I'm not gonna blame them. I could have hooked them better, but yeah. They weren't really gonna give you.
They weren't at the best you were gonna get. But you know the thing about
it wasn't
laughter,
even the best that you could get.
Yeah, but the laughter is, you know, when it's a good joke, laughter is involuntary.
Right.
So when people hear something that's really funny, they will laugh at it. Even if they're not trying to laugh.
Right.
It's an involuntary reaction.
So that's why it's
and
like
you have
even
to get
if they're
them.
Not yeah.
yeah.
So you know the two
and
or
that's
three,
when you know that's when you know the jokes.
The two or
are
three
good.
Things they laughed at and
right.
I'll keep using them. The
right.
other thing's not gonna
yeah, exactly. Well that's what this is for.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at my set. I did 6 jokes. And 3 of those I shouldn't do.
Really I haven't been on stage in like 6 days.
Too. Okay, well that's a long
Holy
time.
Crap. That's a long
that
time
is
for
a
me
long
especially.
Time. But I enjoyed it. I think people listening enjoyed it and it was fun to you know.
Well, thank you for having me
you
on.
You busted
the
my balls when I got off while I was on stage.
Your, no, I
you
clap, did because no, I was trying to get people to
yeah,
clap.
That's true. That's true. I take it as busting my balls though. That's how I take it.
Get people to get into anything.
It's hard to do
any
that.
Set.
Exactly.
Just like be pretend like you're here.
Just listen and pay attention. You're here. It's free. Come on, you paid nothing.
Right.
But people put this is what I tell people about putting shows together. People shouldn't pay nothing. People care when they actually pay something.
I agree.
That's something a lot of people don't realize about comedy. You try to give it away, it doesn't work.
No.
People have to want
$5 cover, $10 cover.
Pay for
that.
It.
Yeah.
Pay for it. It works better that way. All right, so we're going to stick around here at the New Way. I think we're going to hear Paul Pepitone coming up with whatever he brings to the table. And who knows? Who knows? The place is no less full after me and Wes, which is a good sign. We didn't walk the room. We didn't walk it.
The people I know are sitting down after my set. That's always a bad
Oh, you
time.
Know that couple
just,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I worked with one of them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's always funny when you know somebody.
Yeah, the girl seemed interested in you, but not in me. But she knows you, so that makes
yeah,
sense. That's funny.
That's funny. Oh, Wes is really. No, she just knows.
So I was like, oh, she's into Wes.
And then she did the thing where, you know, that compliment you get, but you don't want it. That one. Like,
yeah.
I thought you were funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, hey, I know everyone thought you sucked, but I liked
Listen,
it.
Listen, I was hearing the reaction. And I could definitely tell you were funny to
you
me because I know you.
Right, yeah. Shit. All right. Well, we'll keep listening here. Is it almost midnight? Are we
it's
getting close?
Midnight.
It's almost midnight.
More left, bro.
There are. So I hope you're enjoying this at home.
you're sticking around, you gotta record Adam Herzl's set.
Adam Herzl's set.
Adam Herzl.
Tell us about Adam Herzl.
Adam Herzl is my favorite person.
But do you think? Don't you kind of? Okay. Don't you have to be in the room to appreciate Adam Herzl?
People, you do.
But they're not in the room if they're listening at home. So
I think they'll get it.
Give you some Adam Herzl? Adam Herzl's interesting.
He doesn't really. He'll be some character. He'll be like a really racially insensitive name.
I'm not taping anyone without their permission. So I'm gonna have to go up and talk to him and see if he's interested in being on it. So maybe we'll hear some Herzl too. That might be a good way to end the show. It's just with Herzl because that'll be the. He says what he just said before he turned on the recorder. He's going to bomb tonight.
I'm planning on bombing.
Adam Herzl, hug him. Yes. Good to see you.
Good you too, man. What's going on?
You probably missed me bombing, so it's fine.
No, I heard something. You did not
bomb.
You heard me bomb.
I heard
the first half of it. And it was funny.
No, it was fine. But yeah, I was. You guys playing harmonica on stage. You never know what's going to happen at New Way Bar.
See, that's what you got to do. You got to play harmonica and then people laugh.
Is he stealing your bit?
No.
Okay.
No.
But, you know, I was talking to Wes, and Wes goes, so I was getting ready to go, but I do another 30 minutes of show here. Yeah. And I've been, you know, Amit's set's been on the show tonight. My set, Wes, bunch of guys. Uh-huh. And then Wes said, well, you got to get Adam on the show. And I go, yeah, I guess I kind of got to. Because explain how you approach an open mic like this, because that's been kind of the big question for all the comics tonight. Like, what do you do? Do you do your A material? Do you just work the room? What do you do?
I think it's a feeling, like, right before you go up, like the minutes before you go up. Because, as you know, in this room, like, it changes. Like, when you went up and some other people, there were actual some people
here. Yeah, there were some people.
Now
it's
been an hour, hour and a half.
Less, yeah.
And it ends up just hollowing out, and usually I get here late, so usually by the time I go up, there's only comics or sometimes nobody, like one person there. So tonight I just decided I'm just gonna try to bomb and have fun with it.
You know what you're gonna do, or you don't know yet?
I have ideas. Like, I look at my things, like, I'm gonna do jokes, but then if there's an actual audience there, I might change it. Or if there's not, I might go, I don't fucking care. I'll just do a character. I'll just fuck around. I don't know. Like, because sometimes, right?
Right. Well, okay. I mean, there's different ways to approach this.
Yes.
Now, when I teach, like, my comedy class, I tell the students to approach even a shithole like New Way. I mean, a fine comedy venue, sorry. A venue like New Way. I'm fucking with it.
Like it's I say an A-list show.
This is what I say. This is important. Listen. When you approach an open mic, you take it like it's a real show because you're not going to have that practice for the real shows.
Sure.
So if you approach an open mic like it's a real show, then you're at least warmed up for the real show when that comes. Now, but sometimes people, they look at an open mic and they go, oh, there's three people here. I'm just going to fucking do whatever I want.
Right.
I'm going to do whatever. Now, when Amit opens the show, that's a different scenario than like where you're at. You're kind of at the end. I prepared stuff. Some of it went okay, some of it didn't, you know. So it's very hard to figure out how to do this, you know.
Sure.
Because my feeling is, like, it's more fun to not care about this. But when you get to the real show, you might want this experience of trying hard and being frustrated with how you do versus just going, fuck it, let's just have fun. And be the star of the room to the comics,
right? I think that's good advice.
Yeah, because I would say don't work to the comics.
If you're working on a bit, and it's like you should do that if you want to get something, because you never know when that like nice tag is going to come out of something improv something. Yeah. That'll just come out of the thin air.
Sure.
Or just recite it. You know what I mean? So I totally agree that that's good. But sometimes for me, it's just like riffing sometimes. Yeah.
And you can come up with something. Well, that's the other thing.
Something
that's
will come out of that.
That's what you can use this for. New bits or just riffing, working on crowd work, whatever. And I actually think, like, one of the best things you can do as a comic is actually to host one of these. Because when you host something like this, then there's no pressure on you. And that's why I actually am crediting Amit here in that, like, he's up there just talking at the beginning, which he says that's his approach.
Yes.
But good stuff can come out of that. And since he's got to be here every week, they're going to burn on the 10 minutes you might actually have that you do at a club.
Like solid
20
jokes.
Minutes. Yeah. So when you get to riff and stuff like that, when I did Club Bart, I would do that. You know,
you kind of have to.
It's like they've seen me. Or you come up with stuff in between the comics or whatever. So we'll hear what Adam's going to bring to the table here tonight at some
Don't
point.
Don't expect much.
Well, we're expecting something. We'll expect something interesting from you.
Cool.
Oh, now he's going to do shots.
And now I have to do shots.
I think you're doing a shot.
I have
he has
to.
Three shots. I think one's for the bartender.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah, not for me. And thank goodness.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
So,
you've been going out for a marriage. Okay.
What'd you miss?
Did I miss it?
It's a long time. How long have you guys been married?
Life in Detroit.
Oh, did you miss New Way Bar? I don't know. How long were you gone, Andy? I'm talking to Andy French. How long have you been away?
7 months.
Okay, well,
time frame, right?
It is like 2 degrees. So that might be why there's fewer
people.
You know it's a bad marriage.
It hasn't changed.
That's a bad marriage.
Just let me
scope out the divorce attorneys.
Well, I thought we were going to hear Paul, but we're hearing more.
And making sure that your other baby's mom is kidding.
But now there's actually two people in the audience. That's instead of, like, maybe the 10 that I played to.
I got three kids probably in Mexico and
so,
two in India.
Super
excited.
I shut up now.
Yeah, so we'll get to hear Paul here in a second. That'll be the next thing you hear.
Procreate like there's two people here, and thank you for the claps. That means a lot coming from two people. It does, especially here at the New Way Bar on a Monday night. My name is Paul Pepitone. That is Italian. Being Italian, the first thing that women notice about me is my curly hair. And they're always like, Paul, why do you wear so much gel in your hair? Like, well, because if I don't, they go crazy. Thank you. That's Dago. It's funny, when I started doing that joke, I realized someone pointed out to me after a show that this motion right here of the they go crazy part, in sign language, that means crazy as well. Can you believe that? Because I'm Italian, I can speak sign language. That's incredible. That's because I can gesticulate. That's Italians. We talk with our hands. Gesticulating. Yep, two people. Anyway. I'm very Italian, very Italian. I am so Italian I'm Roman Catholic, and I'm so Roman Catholic that when I was baptized in extra virgin olive oil. It's true. It's true. We had breadsticks at my baptism, too. Communal bread. I'm close with my family, very close with my family. My mother, she just turned 74 years old. She turned 74 years old, and for her birthday, I went all out. And I got her a Facebook account. She's like, Paul, what is Facebook all about? I'm like, Mom, Facebook is a huge social network where you get to reconnect with all of your old friends. She's like, you know, I think I already have something like that. It's called the obituaries. Let's see. She's going to have dead friends. It happens to 74. That joke is based off a true story. When I went over to my mother's house for breakfast and I brought along the newspaper, okay? She actually told me to get her address book after that. She opened up her address book and then she starts scratching out Jeannie Cusmano's name. Mom, what are you doing? She's like, I'm defriending somebody in real life. That's some hardcore Facebook, you know, like, so she adjusts. Despite that, I think I'm a good guy. I was rating him saying like a good guy. I'm such a good guy that I like to compare myself to current Pope Francis. Yeah, that guy. That's what I like to compare myself to. Because this Pope, when he became Pope, he took a vow of poverty. Like, yeah. When Paul Papatoni started doing stand-up, I also took a vow of poverty. Yeah. Pope Francis, he's different. He's not like the other popes. He doesn't drive through traditional Pope Mercedes. This Pope, he drives a Ford Focus. Paul Papatoni drives a Ford Focus. That's incredible. Pope Francis, he shares his Ford Focus with his bodyguard. Paul Papatoni shares his Ford Focus with his mother. I wonder if the Pope asks his bodyguard to help pay his insurance too. Silly. What else? So I think I'm going to get out of here before I become part of Donald Trump's Twitter account. All right. Tell you what, give it up for Matt making the best bacon cheeseburger in the bar business. Yeah. I got informed tonight that I'll be hosting Wednesday night at the Irish Craft in Sterling Heights, and Thursday night at Dale Sports Bar, and that's Cinema Roast Crunch, and we'll be reviewing the movie Hulk Hogan with Muscles.
So Santa with Muscles.
Find me on Facebook, Paul Papatoni, okay? All right, guys, give it up for your host, Amma Jane, everybody.
Paul Pipitone, ladies and gentlemen. He used to be an underwear model.
Windscreen.
Absolutely nowhere.
There's mics.
That's right.
Okay.
No one
it's, like the, it's like the foam. It's,
yeah.
Oh, it's like, okay.
That's about
Paul,
it. That's his story.
Come talk to me on the podcast.
Okay.
Now, I was laughing, and people could hear me laughing, so I was genuinely laughing at your joke.
Hey, you too. Yeah,
hey.
Real, get this on the show.
Real person, say.
This is the real, the one of the two audience members.
What did you just tell me?
What
did you just tell me?
You're really funny. Like,
oh, there you go. You hear it there.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It was recording. I was like, we have the one real person.
Yeah, real late, real person. What's your name, young lady?
My name's Casey.
Stacy actually
Casey
laughed.
With a K.
Casey. Casey.
It's sign language. It's not Italian.
She laughed at Paul.
And she remembered the joke.
I laughed at Paul, too.
Casey, you and your husband are the best, man.
You have good taste.
Have a lovely evening.
Thanks.
Well, there you go. There's a real fan. You made a fan.
Yeah.
I was laughing, too.
Two people.
You know, the joke I love is the defriend. The lady in real life,
Ginny Cusmano.
Because my mom had the address book, the phone book, and she would scratch out people. They're not getting a Christmas card this year. Yeah, it was that kind of shit.
That's how they work.
Exactly.
That's how they,
what I should have talked about tonight that I just remembered now was that, like, now in real life, the issue is that my mom still sends out the Christmas cards, okay? But now the Christmas cards are coming back to the house.
Oh, okay.
So she got three Christmas cards back now, and that means that the people aren't at their regular houses. And I'm like, well, Mom, like, you think that meant that they died? She's like, she thinks that one of her friends ran out of money, so that... The healthcare facility that she was at. Now she's at someone in Detroit, whatever.
Okay.
But it's just like the sad.
It is sad. Yeah.
Funny ending to like all of their friends.
My sad Christmas card story is I get more Christmas cards from people that used to live in my house than me who actually lives there now. So I get more wrong addressed Christmas cards. But that was one of the more brutal ways that you would go up at an open mic. With, like, literally two audience members, plus a few comedians, and me sitting there with my recorder like an asshole in the front.
Two audience members, I could tell that the couple kind of laughed at, like, some jokes. I didn't think they were enjoying it as much as they were.
No,
I thought they were hostages. I really did.
But she liked it afterwards.
Well,
she told you.
I tried not to stare at them.
You try not to work directly to them. So throw it out to the crowd a little bit.
In this case, empty seats.
Empty tables and chairs. But I noticed, she could have gone up to me when I was asking her about your set and told me how funny I was as well to make me feel good about my set. That didn't happen. You got all the praise. You got all the love. So I've been completely forgotten.
At the New Way Bar.
My set
night.
40 minutes ago with... 3 out of 5 jokes working, or 3 out of 6, completely forgotten now. Had it not been recorded on this show, no one would ever know.
No one would ever
know. If a tree falls in the woods.
Yeah. Hey, play that for them at the Comedy Castle. Like, this guy doesn't suck all the time.
No, Paul's very funny. He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And so thanks for being part of this. And we're still waiting on Adam Herzl, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Adam Herzl's right here, buddy.
No, but he's going on, and we're going to hear it at home.
Oh, Adam Herzl is one of my favorite comedians in Metro Detroit. Him, Josh Adams, and the guy that was probably like my most favorite local comedian before that was like Matt McLaurin.
Yeah.
And, he's,
all right.
I mean, they don't have the same style.
Yeah, different styles. Yeah. But Adam's interesting at a show like this, too. Very much.
Super.
All right. So I think you'll probably hear him next, unless something else happens. Yeah. I have noticed it's getting, like, it's terribly cold outside, and now it's getting really cold in the bar as well. So it's from everybody leaving.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure if they turn the heat down, people buy more liquor, what?
I think the fryers are off. I think the grill is off. I think that's making it cold in here.
Someone order a sandwich.
Warm it up in here.
Is it your 11th day yet?
No, it's not. It's Christmas Eve's my next day to eat. Fuck. I think Ahmed is saying goodnight, and he's going to bring up Adam. He was just... All right, let's go listen to some Adam Herzl next here on Joel Radio. Let's listen to Adam. See what he's going to do.
Time. Let's get this rocking. Let's get this place on fire. I had sex with a girl that had lice pussy. Now my dick's on fire. Right? What's with girls with lice pussy? You know? They never tell you originally. They tell you after. And it's like, hey, I could have used a little knowledge about the pussy lice. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Hey, why are there so many soap dish cleaners? You know, Dial, Dove? Yeah, just pick one. Soft hands, soft feet. Soft feet. Soft dick. Okay. Time for some crowd work. You guys from out of town? Yes. Do you Texas? Here's the deal about taxes. No one likes them. Everyone has to pay them. Kind of like my uncle. He's been dead for 4 years. Cancer riddled his body. Yeah. So Jesus Christ, he's around, you know. They say he's everywhere, but I haven't seen him. Yeah, if that's the case, then have fun in the New Way bathroom, Jesus. Because it's pretty bad in there. Pretty bad. Someone put a swastika and poo-poo on the wall. And Jesus supposed to live there? Not very nice. Not very nice for the Lord, the Son of the Lord, or the Lord. I don't know how it works. How could he be everybody? How could he be God and the Son of God and then also the God guy? He can't do it all, you know? Jesus reminds me of like that cool quarterback in high school who tried to like play all the roles like with the nerds and the jocks and like all the academics. You know, and he's playing all the bases, but then he gets caught because he just wasn't being himself. You know, and nobody likes that. People like people who are themselves. Right? Like Cher. You know, Cher? She just was who she was. And it gave her Oscars, it gave her fame, it gave her fortune, gave her money. So she got fake tits. Get over it, Oprah. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. So let's talk about rape. You know, I don't agree with it. Only two of you don't agree with it. Okay. A lot of people are agreeing with it these days, and I say no. I say no to rape. Right? Because it's wrong. You can't just go ahead and, you know, stick it in, go, boom, 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 right? Say, there's a hole. I'll fuck that. There's another hole. I'll put my dick in that. No. It's not nice. Right? You gotta let them do their thing, right? You gotta let the girl do their thing. You know, actually, women should start raping men. Let's get back a little bit, girls. What do you say? Right? Turn the tables around. You know, you had a nice dinner, you had a nice meatloaf. You're sitting there, your belly's full, everything's going really great. You can't believe you're finally connecting, right? And then you force yourself upon him. The hard part is making him hard when he's scared for his life. I think that's the challenge. How do you scare a dick into an erection? Do you scream at it? Do you flick it? What do you do? How do you do it? One time I tried whispering into one. I tried saying, "Hey, hey, Dad, I'm not mad at you anymore." And the thing shot up. It got hard, like real hard. So that's effective. Hey guys, what's the deal with airline food? Can't they afford to give us a little meal, a little cod, a little fish, you know? You know, with the airline prices, I mean, come on. They should at least afford to give us a little nice piece of fish, is all I'm saying. Do you guys like Cher? I think Cher should be a good female Jesus. She died for our sins, you know. Cher? Cher, are you out there? Hello? Cher, if you're listening, it's me. It's Adam. I miss you like the wind and the rain and the sun and the moon. If you ever decide to come back to Ferndale, Michigan, she was here in 82. She was here in 82. Put down a ridiculous concert down at the Magic Bag. Just fucking lost it. And when she threw off those Velcro panties, oh, people didn't know their own fucking names, okay? Okay, I gotta get off, but you know, you guys have been a great crowd. I love you. I respect every single person here. Good night.
Let's get Brad and Herschel, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Woo. Our next week.
All right, Adam Herschel.
Oh.
Well, that was something.
Yeah, it was something.
Is that a character you would frequently do, or is that a first
time? It was kind of just in the moment. I was like, you know, I've had tried that voice before. But
okay.
All that stuff was just kind of like,
sure,
fuck around.
We understood.
You saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
They heard it at home, if they're listening.
Right.
They heard
Which,
it.
Sorry.
But you brought,
I apologize in
Adam
advance.
Adam Herschel's act brings all the comics to the room, though. That you're that guy. That's a good thing to be, I guess.
I don't believe the way you're saying it.
I think it'd be better to be the comedian who like brings thousands of people to a show and you get rich and famous. But if you can't be that, maybe you should be the guy that brings.
So just tell me how to do that, and I'll do it.
If I knew that, I wouldn't be fucking standing here interviewing you.
Well, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier. It's like there's some comics in the back room, but there's two people.
Same two people that watch Paul.
I mean. Yeah. Should you try your A-list stuff, or should you try something new?
That is the big thing that you try here.
I'm more of the latter. Like,
well,
I think as long as you're having fun, then you should be doing it.
And I think that's legitimate. That worked as well as many people's best efforts.
But if you had a big set tomorrow and you wanted to recite some stuff
there
and like, I think there's value in that.
This would be the time for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
I agree with you. You can't have it all. You know, it's like
no, we can't. Well, it is. Let's see. I think we're going to wrap it up here in a minute because
it's 2 o'clock.
Well, no, the show's been going on for about 3 hours now. Not my show, but the comedy show. So they've only heard an hour and something here, an hour and 17 minutes.
Oh my God.
So I'm giving them a condensed version.
And there were people here earlier. It was pretty nice for that little sweet mid section.
It's 3 degrees outside. There's nobody here.
But for here, it was
for
good.
Here. For here, it was good. So I hope you're listening to this and enjoying it. And I think we'll do a little bit more, and then we'll wrap it up here maybe when... I feel like I'm talking louder than the comic that's on stage right now. And I feel bad because he's a nice guy. And I don't want to ruin that anymore. So we'll wrap it up here in just a minute here. One final segment saying goodbye and joy. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, well, I think it's time to say goodnight from the New Way Bar. I think we've done enough. I think you've suffered enough. Not suffered. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is a real inside thing that comedy fans will enjoy. So I want to thank everybody that helped me out tonight. Paul Pepitone.
Thank you.
Amit Jain, of course. Thank you so much for being a gracious host and putting us all up tonight. The New Way Bar.
And there's proof. There's proof tonight.
There's proof.
That the show was funny.
The show was funny. You were funny. I was laughing. But this is the holiday episode.
You know what?
It's a win for everybody.
The Christmas
it's a win.
Spectacular.
Like I always said, this is the gym for comedians. You want to come out and do
exactly.
your stuff?
Come to come New Way. Out. I encourage people. Well,
people,
listen.
People are allowed to heckle, but if someone puts their hands on you, that's why I get involved.
Well, here's the thing, too. And Amos knows this. I teach my advanced comedy class. I just did a show about that a couple weeks ago that you guys heard. If you haven't heard, go check that out. But I almost always bring my students here.
Yes, you do.
To teach them how to. So I do value this place as a very important place in comedy.
Joel, if you don't understand, this is actually your show still.
Well, it's not my show. It's your show.
It's not your show, but your show. Started this 12 years ago.
I think there was some.
So you got to get. You know what? You need credit.
I talked about that. Thank you. Thank you, Amos.
Honestly,
anyone who's ever put their hands on anyone. On me, I was made sure that I ejaculated afterwards.
Exactly.
I'm just saying this. Joel Frangimani started the, this show about 12 years ago.
Well,
I was very, very fortunate to inherit it. And the fact that Joel started this is why comedians get an opportunity in Michigan
to
do their
thank
show.
You,
so, you know, whatever it is, please come out to the New Way
Bar. Have you ejaculated yet?
Not yet, but it'll be soon. Someone will put their hands on me. Probably me. But thanks to everybody for coming, for listening to this.
Hey, folks,
take care, brother. And I hope this was a Christmas treat. If not, it was a little coal in your stocking. Maybe our listeners were bad this year and this is all you get.
Paul Pepitone.
Paul Pepitone.
Hey, make sure you check out Joel's freaking class. I'm telling you, it's going to make you...
Thank you.
Situated in comedy, understand where your voice is at.
Thanks to everybody.
A joke and get the three-level thing. Joel has everything to do that.
Thank you, Wes. Thank you, Tanner Oliver, Wes Ford. Who else is here? Adam Herzl. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Emily. We're out of here. Good night, everybody. It's freezing. I'm going to go die outside.